Kính mời đại chúng cùng chắp tay niệm Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Trước khi mình nói tiếng Việt, xin đại chúng cho Pháp Hòa vài phút nói tiếng Anh với các em, các bạn trẻ. Good morning, my young friends. First of all, I would like to welcome all of you to join us on this very special occasion. As you know that today we celebrate the first full moon of the year. In Chinese tradition and also Vietnamese tradition, the first full moon of the year is one of the important events. We all welcome a new day. We all welcome the first day of the year, and we also welcome the first full moon of the year. Full moon symbolizes for the completely insight. And as you can see that we light the candles, usually in the New Year celebration. And you also see that we still light the candles to offer. In Buddhism, if we want to love, we must have understanding in order to offer our loved one our true love. We are unable to love if we cannot understand the one we love. So understanding and love are the two important aspects that we always encourage every one of us to practice. You also can see we have the drum and the bell. The drum symbolizes for understanding. The bell symbolizes for love. And we used to use the term compassion and wisdom. Another two words that is easier for us to recognize, love and understanding. Every one of us, we all have negatives. We also have positives. But if we are unable to light up the candle, the light inside of us, in order to recognize our negatives, then how can we help ourselves to transform? We want to treat ourselves. We want to get well and make sure we know what's wrong with our body. We want to take the right medication in order to heal the physical body. Then we need to take the right spiritual medication in order to heal our mind. Our mind wanders a lot. You are sitting here, but you are thinking somewhere else. We are unable to bring the mind and the body in one place. And that's why we need to practice, sit down quietly, follow our breath in order to calm ourselves. We are unable to calm, we cannot clear. Calming is the practice, clearing is the result. No calming, no clearing. We calm, we clear. And once we clear, everything can be possible. Everything can be solved. So therefore, you can see that our life, up and down, Someday we feel so happy like we on uphill. Someday we so down like we downhill. And we always in the cycle of sadness, happy, exciting, angry. This is the cycle of reincarnation. We don't have to wait until we die to experience what is called reincarnation. But we are reincarnation every day. We're so happy first thing in the morning. Somebody touch us. We're angry. And later on, we're happy. So we always live with this kind of unusual emotions. But we never know, understand ourselves that much. So practicing Buddhism means you are searching for the light, for the right medication to heal ourselves. When you bow the Buddha, you bow the statue of the Buddha, it means you completely bow the Buddha inside of you. Because we all have the Buddha's nature, the capacity to live mindfully, happily, and peacefully. But why can't we live with that kind of capacity? Because we were attracted by many things around, and we never understand the true facts of everything. We see people smoke. We also want to smoke. We never want to do something different. But if you're able to do something different, people smoke, we don't smoke. That is something we need to mention. So why we come to the practice? In order to recognize what kind of thing we stuck with and make that float. When you do your math, any problem that you are unable to solve it, you must sit down and you find there is the answer. But because you don't know how to start at the right, the first point, that's why you get the wrong answer. Don't say, oh, your teacher give you the wrong problem. They give you the right one just because you don't know how to solve it. And we always push the problem, the mistakes, to someone else. But we never recognize our own mistakes. If you follow the four evoking the four great Bodhisattvas today, even though we read in Vietnamese, but we also have English on the other side, you can follow. Why we suffer? Because we never learn to listen. We just want to talk, and we expect others to listen to us, but we never learn how to sit calmly, stably, to listen to the others. We do not listen to the others. How can we understand? So the next Bodhisattva, Mansutri Bodhisattva, I vow to learn from your practice. I vow to use the wisdom. When you listen, you understanding. Once you understanding, you open your heart widely and you willing to put your hand down to help. The third Bodhisattva. And the fourth Bodhisattva is the great vow. In Buddhism, we don't use the word promise. Promise means something people don't trust you, and you want to promise so make sure they believe you. But in Buddhism, we use the term vow. Why you vow? Because you understand why you need to do that. So vow is something you commitment, but it's come from your heart. So in Buddhism, each Buddha, each Bodhisattva, each of them contain a practice. So the first Bodhisattva, loving kindness, Avalokiteshvara, You used to heard Quan Âm Bồ Tát. Quan Âm symbolized for loving kindness. Manjushri, Văn Thù Sư Lợi, symbolized for wisdom. Phổ Hiền symbolized for the great action. Love not only by words, but love also can express by action. We always say, Mom, I love you, Mom. Daddy, I love you, Daddy. But we never do anything to make them happy. You can express your love by the way you behave, by the way you talk to them, by the way you treat them. Clean up your room is one of the ways to express your love. Fold your blankets after you sleep in the first thing in the morning. Fold your blanket. Express your love. Put your coat on. Hang your coat. Put your shoes nice and neat. Make them happy after work. You express your love right away. In Buddhism, every single tiny thing can be a valuable thing to offer. Did you see the chanting, the recitation on happiness? Every look, every smile, every word, every action, every single thing like that, it's already enough to offer the happiness to my loved one, to the society, to the whole world. You don't have to make a lot of money to bring home for your parents. All you need to do is love each other. Care for each other. When your younger brother, they forgot to hang up their coat, you are a bigger sister. You can hang it for them. Why you have to say, it's his. I don't care. It's very easy to say things like that. And remember, it's very easy to make people hurt by the way you talk. So why we need to sit and we chant? The Buddha doesn't need us to recite, to review for the Buddha. But the chanting in Buddhism is the way for you to reflect on each of the words you read. So the chanting is like a bright mirror for you to reflect. We need to renew ourselves every day. When you make a mistake on your homework, don't just leave it like that. When you come to the exam, you never know how to do it. You may have it wrong on your quiz, but don't make it wrong on your exam. Because exam is major than the quiz. Quiz is only to test you, how you understand the chapter. But if you make it wrong, try to find the right answer. You know how to solve it, so you will be safe when you come to the exam. When you are a kid, you can use a pencil. Why? It's easier for you to erase when you do something wrong. If you write something wrong by a pencil, you can erase. But when you grow up as an adult, you need to use a pen. And a pen is harder to erase. When you little boy, little girl, you did something wrong, people can forgive you. Or it's easier for you to change yourself, correct yourself. But when you become an adult, very hard for people to forgive you easily. So make sure we don't want a major mistake, then correct a minor one since the start. You start right, you arrive right. You start at wrong, you come to the destination, wrong destination. So don't, we need to understand How can we practice? How can we transform ourselves? If we cannot see ourselves, did you remember how many of you here watch Tai Yu Ki? You know Tai Yu Ki? Journey to the West with the monkey, with the monk, go to India to ask for kin. And do you remember one of the story? One morning, the king and the queen wake up, and the king look at the queen with the bald head, and the king laugh. And the king also look at the queen. She is also bald, and they laugh. Each of them laugh at each other, but they never know they both bald. You know what does that mean? Very easily to look at the others, laugh at the others, but remember, since you laugh at others, also people laugh at you. When you hold up your finger and point to someone else false, and remember the other three fingers point back to you. This is what we call nhân quả, the law of cause and effect. So when you use one finger to point at someone else false, the other three come back to you. And if you understand that, you will make your life more beautiful. You will live your life more meaningful. And you're able to cultivate inner peace, and you offer your peace to everyone around you. May the Buddha bless you all with peace, joy, happy, and always light up the light within yourself. Once inside of you clear, you also clear the outside. No matter how dark the room, soon a light turn up, the dark will be vanished. No matter how long we have misunderstanding, but once the understanding is light up, all the darkness of misunderstanding will be vanished. Happy New Year.